Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Got a really mixed bag for you today. We're going to start out by continuing with our Professional Writers of Prescott series. We'll be talking with local author Sandy Nelson, then a chat with Rebecca Kraxberger. She is the wellness coordinator for the Humboldt Unified School District. And we'll cap the show today with a chat with Maria Mata and friends from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. They have some great success stories. Plus, in a few weeks, they'll have a mystery murder dinner theater, which we'll talk about at another time. Well, if you happen to follow sports yesterday, what a mixed bag you got. The Arizona Cardinals, of course. Well, the less said, the better. How about that Packers game with the Bears? If you didn't believe that Aaron Rodgers was a future Hall of Famer, I think tomorrow pretty well cemented it. What a comeback after hurting his knee and being carted off the field and coming back. It was, well, like Al Michaels said, it was Willis Reed in the, with the New York Knicks back in the playoffs, I believe 1970, all over again. What a sight to see. Hey, you know, tomorrow is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. And for only $5, you'll be able to see perhaps the best musical ever made. Singing in the Rain, Donald O'Connor, Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds. What a fantastic picture. And there's a little bit of truth to the story, too. It's about how talkies came out of the silent era and some of the, well, shall we say, problems, very funny ones that came out because of that. Well, stay tuned because we've got Sandy Nelson in the bullpen. She'll be stepping up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona's Hometown Radio Group is proud to sponsor the 6 p.m. Patriot Week musical events at the Prescott Valley Civic Center Theater on the Green. Saturday the 8th, choirs and bands from the Humboldt Unified School District will perform a patriotic concert. Tuesday the 11th, the 9/11 Remembrance Program will kick off with music and guest speakers. Wednesday the 12th, Emmy Award-winning trumpeter Jesse McGuire will join the patriotic brass with Yavapai College Quintet for an unforgettable show. Find all the Patriot Week details at pvaz.net.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:05, another entry in our Professional Writers of Prescott series. Sandy Nelson is with us. Sandy, I saw a few books at the Purple Cat over on Willow Creek, and I hear there's a new book coming out very shortly under the name of S. Wrestler Nelson. What can you tell us about that author?
Yes, it is my pen name, and I use it because there were already Sandy Nelsons out there. So I'm using my maiden name, Wrestler.
Mm-hmm. And tell us how long you've been writing. What got you started?
I started when I was 15, actually, writing some short stories. And then I actually wrote a novel when I was 17.
No kidding. What was that based on?
It was about a school teacher. And
did this teacher know about it?
No, it was not for real. It
was
fiction. And someday I'm going to rework it and see if there's something there to salvage and work into a novel.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Luke Hudson mystery series.
Well, there are three in the series. I started writing Luke Hudson mysteries about 4 years ago. And I actually, my first book started out to be, I thought it was just going to be a novella, but I got so involved with the character Luke Hudson that the story just kept evolving and I went with it. It's about, the first book is about two, he actually solves two cases, because mm-hmm. that's often the way cops really have to work. They don't just do one thing straight through. So he's got a case at the of a death at the racetrack, but he's also working on a missing girl in a cold case.
Now, a story like this and a book series like this, I would think, would naturally interest people who actually work in that profession, in law enforcement. So obviously you have to have it regarded as credible by them. What kind of work did you do to make sure your facts were straight and that were authentic?
Well, that was a big one, because I really believe that if you can't write authentically, then why bother?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there will always be people who will catch you if you don't. So I took some law enforcement classes. I did some field observations with evidence gathering and search and rescue. I attended two citizen police academies, one in Prescott and then one at Prescott Valley. And I also I use resources like a retired police chief, detectives, maybe an EMT, a doctor, just whoever I need to fill me in.
So why mystery?
Well, mystery because it's a popular genre, but I also found it very, I would say challenging, because you create a situation and then your detective has to work on solving that problem while you keep the readers guessing. So it's quite a challenge.
Now, when you're writing a mystery like this, do your readers sometimes know more than your protagonist does?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, what I'm referring to is, like, the fans of Hitchcock movies know what a MacGuffin is. And this would strike me almost as a MacGuffin, where your protagonist is trying to piece together a mystery. Are there clues the reader already knows and deep down hopes your protagonist finds?
Sometimes. It just depends on the book. Because mm-hmm. I have two other books that I wrote, which I haven't mentioned, but...
Yeah, what are your book titles?
Oh, the second book in the series is called More Than Gone.
Mm-hmm.
That book is set in Kenya. He takes a two-week safari job as a bodyguard for a gal that's on the safari. He thinks it's totally just going to be a vacation, but, of course, everything goes sideways. I was very comfortable writing that book because I spent a lot of years, and I did a lot of traveling in Africa.
What took you there?
My husband had a tour company, and so we just put together tours, and so it was a great experience because I traveled in six of the seven continents.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so. I feel like I have a lot to write about if I had enough time.
You know, you mentioned before writing about the Luke Hudson mysteries, how the story, you know, almost kept feeding itself. And I ask every writer this, both local and nationally published, was there any point in these books where you found the plot lines and the character stories coming at you so fast that you had to keep up?
Yes, sometimes that does happen. And sometimes the character takes over and kind of leads you.
It starts writing itself?
Yes.
Isn't that great, though?
It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
It's what writers live for.
Mm-hmm. And when you were very young, what kind of reading? Because I always say most writers start out as great readers. So what kind of reading did you do that piqued your interest?
I read a lot of different things, I suppose. And I learned a lot in college and in teaching, because I taught English for 15 years. So,
boy, that's great preparation for writing a book, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly was.
So you can pretty well self-edit, can't you? Or do you use an outside editor?
I do use other people to help me, because you can't see your own mistakes sometimes.
Yeah, and not only that, but do you ever find yourself going, well, to me personally, this particular story or part of the story is fascinating because I have a personal link to it. But what link would a reader have to it? You have to ask yourself that, don't you?
Absolutely. You need to be conscious of the reader at all times so that you're bringing them along and into the story.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of influences have you had that you think show up in your writing?
I think that one person who influenced me the most was Ernest Hemingway.
How's that? Well, of course, you've traveled quite a bit. That would be right in line with Hemingway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, in Africa especially.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hemingway, because he was the kind of person who, first of all, he made a whole new, when he started writing, especially with his short stories, he had a whole new style of fresh, to-the-point prose, and it changed the face of writing. And I was taught Hemingway stuff through school and college and read some of his work. So,
as an English teacher, what kinds of literature? Now, were you English grammar or literature or what?
I was high school.
High school, okay.
High school English. I also taught journalism, so...
So what kinds of things did you have to work on most with your students to correct their writing? Because I assume this wasn't terribly long ago, right?
Well, yeah, it was.
What, was this before smartphones and things like this and texting?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh,
It was just starting to happen, the computer thing.
Okay. Can you imagine being a high school writing teacher or English teacher today with the way people use smartphones and abbreviate and contract everything? That must drive you crazy, I would think.
It's a different world.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't experience that.
Yeah. So you've got a new release coming out, I believe. When is this due? Luke Hudson, Mystery Number 3, More Than Bad?
That one is actually out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been out for quite a few months. It's doing very well, too. It's set in Arizona, which was fun to write. And he goes to Arizona because a sheriff was shot, and so he goes there to try to unravel what really happened. And I used a fictional county because I did not want to go there, you know, in terms of a real county and a dead sheriff.
And what are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on the fourth book in the series. It's called More Than Lost. And it's, again, quite different. It's set in Arizona, same county, but an actress who stars in a TV series called Phoenix PD goes missing on Hudson's watch. And so he feels a lot of pressure to solve that mystery. And so that's the fourth in the series.
So when you watch a TV show or watch a movie, can you pick out bad writing when you see it?
Absolutely. Writers can be quite opinionated.
Yes, they can. And you find with the background, the research you've done for law enforcement, do you find yourself rolling your eyes sometimes at a police movie or TV show going, oh, come on?
Absolutely.
And Isn't that something?
Yes, and I can tell you that people in law enforcement roll their eyes more than I do.
Oh, I've heard stories. Oh, in fact, Thursday of this week, I'm going to have the retired LAPD detective, Mike Rothmiller, who gave a terrific talk about a month and a half ago. ago at the Professional Writers of Prescott meeting. Mike has published, I believe, now 24 books. And his newest one is, I believe, an extension of his Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, because using FOIA orders, he got a lot of stuff declassified, and he writes about those. And I guess with nonfiction writing in his case, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, Drew.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike's a very interesting guy. He will be here Thursday. Well, how can our readers get a copy of your book?
Well, they can get it at with Amazon Books, great Goodreads. They can go to Kindle because the books are on Kindle, or the local bookstores like Peregrine and the Purple Cat.
Mm-hmm. Purple Cat over on Willow Creek Road, I believe, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Used and new books, and Peregrine carries it too?
Yes, it does.
How nice. That's great news.
Yeah.
And we may see you one of these days at the Professional Writers of Prescott meetings. They are the fourth Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m. Prescott Library, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Sandy Nelson, thank you so much for joining us today, and we will see you on the bookshelves under the name S. Ressler Nelson, right?
Yes.
Very good. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to Rebecca Kraxberger from HUSD and also Maria Mata from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jill's Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Infinity RV. Yavapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. And Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host Colorado. Monday at 5 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
For all those repairs for your vehicle, getting the right mechanic matters. From oil changes, brakes, shocks, and air conditioning, finding the right mechanic matters. From radiators, timing belts, and axles, getting the right mechanic really matters. Even for really big jobs like transmission and engines, finding the right mechanic makes all the difference. So, where else would you go? AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care. Call them today, 928-759-5588, or go to amcoprescott.com. AA. MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. I personally guarantee that you will love your experience with us. So don't go here for an oil change, there for electrical diagnostic, and somewhere else for air conditioning work. We do it all at AA MCO, Transmissions and Total Car Care.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And you heard me mention Mike Rothmiller, the retired LAPD detective turned author, will be on the show Thursday. I'll let you know who else is coming up this week. We're going to have Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab tomorrow on preventing falls. Also tomorrow, Ben Hooper, the Prescott Valley Economic Development Director, and Keith Warren Lloyd. He is the Embry-Riddle guest speaker this week. He will talk to us. us about aviation history. On Wednesday's show, it'll be Dennis Stringer for the All Corvettes Car Show. Vicki Paris Goodman will be here Wednesday reviewing the PCA stage production of Guys and Dolls. Also on Wednesday, Andy Hamilton and Mark Markley for the Prescott Scottish Highland Games. And joining Mike Rothmiller on Thursday's show, Tom Agostino, our friend from the Highland Center for Natural History. Tom, of course, heads up the folk sessions, and he will be here with an update on folk concerts coming to town. Now, next week on Q&A, our guest host will be Gregory Scott, as I take the week off, so we look forward to Gregory hosting next week, and some very interesting guests next week, too. In the meantime, a new issue of the wonderful magazine Remind came in with a feature on 1991. How big a year was that for you? In 1991, let's see some of the items here. The cost of living, the median yearly income for all families was $36,000. The median cost of a new home, $120,000. Minimum wage, $4.25. Gas was $1.14 a gallon. Bananas, 53 cents a pound. Gold, $361 an ounce. And a movie ticket, $4.21. By the way, $5 tomorrow night at the Harkins 14 for Singing in the Rain. Also from 1991, some of the pop culture stuff, the Oscar winners, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, all came from one movie, The Silence of the Lambs. And if you're ever in Hollywood, the Max Factor Building in the Hollywood district near Highland and Hollywood Boulevard, the Max Factor Building had in its basement, I think it's still there, the actual dungeon that Hannibal Lecter occupied in the movie The Silence of the Lambs. Stay tuned. We got more coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
RCA Ram Turquoise Circuit Rodeo Finals, presented by Cliff Castle Casino, is back at the Prescott Valley Event Center October 5th and 6th. See the top rodeo stars from Arizona and New Mexico compete for a chance to make it to the national finals. Tickets start at just $13. Buy one, get one offer for Saturday afternoon's performance. The Ram Turquoise Circuit Pro Rodeo Finals, October 5th and 6th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Get your tickets at the Event Center box office and through Ticketmaster. Online at PrescottValleyEventCenter.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Sedona resident is recovering from injuries suffered during a hike on Bell Rock.
That person was hiking near the top of the peak yesterday when they suffered a compound fracture of their lower leg. The Sedona Fire District performed a short-haul rescue with the help of two Ranger helicopters. Paramedic Cooper Carr helped the patient near the summit and both were lowered to a landing zone near the trailhead. The patient was then transferred to a second helicopter that was configured for medical transport before being flown to Flagstaff Medical Center. Sedona Fire District officials are reminding anyone who plans on going hiking to hydrate prior to going out. Take more water than you think you will need. Have a charged cell phone. Let someone know where you plan on going and hike early to avoid high afternoon temperatures. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Congressman Paul Gosar has introduced legislation that will help Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University expand. The Tri-City Land Exchange Completion Act seeks to support the continued growth and development of Embry-Riddle. This measure would remove the outdated reversionary clause from a 16-acre parcel of vacant land that's located next to the campus at the corner of Willow Creek and Heritage Park Roads in Prescott. Gosar says removing this outdated restriction is just common sense. Such action would allow the college to leverage the property for economic development to include the creation of offices, retail, and other similar uses in line with the current zoning of the parcel. Gosar adds there's no negative financial impact and will allow for important growth in the Prescott community. The Tri-City Land Exchange Completion Act was drafted at the request of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University officials. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and breezy for the start of the work week. We're going to see a high of 80 today in the Prescott area, low tonight of 60, and a high of 86 tomorrow. 96 degrees today for Cottonwood in the Verde Valley, with a low tonight of 64 and a high on Tuesday of 95. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Collins with Stone Ridge Centers for Brains. At Stone Ridge, we are using cutting-edge transcranial magnetic stimulation technology, commonly known as TMS, to treat the brain. TMS is an effective treatment for individuals diagnosed with depression, PTSD, anxiety, bipolar, and substance abuse disorders. It's also a beneficial treatment for teenagers and young adults with depression, ADHD, and autism. This is a safe treatment with minimal side effects. To see if you're a candidate for TMS, call us at 583-7799 or visit StoneRidgeCenters.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
It's lush, it's green, but it's not grass, it's artificial turf, and it's trending in landscape designs for its low maintenance and reduced water use. Sunburst Landscaping will be by to introduce you to Easy Turf, plus your home maintenance questions and an inspirational visit with an Olympic gold medalist.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Smanche, the 14th annual Prescott Highland Games and Celtic Fair is September 15 and 16 at scenic Watson Lake Park. Celtic music and dance, athletic competition, bagpipes, herding dogs, and whiskey tasting. It's family and dog friendly. Advance tickets at PrescottHighlandGames.com. Join us for the calling of the clans, Loch Wasson, on Friday, 5:30 to 9. The 14th annual Prescott Highland Games and Celtic Fair, September 15 and 16. PrescottHighlandGames.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 229 with Rebecca Kraxberger. She is a registered dietitian, who has worked with schools for 10 years in various positions. Right now, she's a nutritionist with the Humboldt Unified School District. Right, Rebecca?
Yes, I'm not retired just yet. I've got some work to do. So
quite a bit. Yeah. Now, what got you into the field of being a dietitian? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, I think just my upbringing with seeing, I grew up as kind of the unhealthy kid, if you will, a little bit, and in college made some choices to become healthy. And then I found out I could do make a career out of it. So, and it's been a very rewarding career.
Now, you have to work with the food and nutrition department on ways to, quote, offer appealing and nutritious school meals. That strikes me as a juggling act.
It is a little bit of a juggling act. You know, as the wellness coordinator at Humble, you know, it's going to be my mission to really kind of pair the two, because obviously nutrition is a very vital topic, especially these days. We're seeing obesity in our children, especially just increase, and we need to stop that. So yes, but then you also want the children to eat those meals that we're providing at school. So yes, we need to be working on both the nutrition aspect of things, which, you know, I'm proud to say that Humboldt does an incredible job with. I love working with this team, but also just to continue to work on the appeal.
So how do you promote healthy eating among kids?
Well, you know, with my job as the wellness coordinator, I'm grant funded. So there's obviously things that I am required to do as part of the grant, but it's just this multifaceted intervention that I'm going to be implementing at the school district. So promotion, think taste testing in the cafeterias, think newsletters that I'm sending home to the parents and the families. I'm going to be doing culinary training with some of our families. So that way it's kind of all tied together. It's not just in the cafeterias, you know, but then the families have this chance to implement healthy meals in their homes as well. So very multifaceted.
You know, my generation of baby boomers, we grew up eating a lot of fast food and a lot of unhealthy food. We're paying the price for it now. So as a dietitian, how do you plan your meals, plan your lunches and things in advance and make sure that the kids will eat this?
You know, so a lot of it, so taste testing does come into, mm-hmm. and then we have what we call production records. So essentially it tells us the popularity of an item, you know, so if it's not selling, it's not going to be an option on our menus for very much longer, because we want, again, those nutritious meals to get into their bellies. That's mm-hmm. the goal.
You don't want that waste, do you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, schools run on such a small budget when it comes to this demand of producing these nutritious and appealing meals. And so, yeah, we have to be good stewards of that, and we just don't want to go into the trash cans. It's not mm-hmm. nutrition until it's in their bellies.
So what do the kids like the most?
Well, of course, the answer, you know, I would love to say it's salmon and quinoa and kale, but it's, we're not quite there, you know, but it is pizza, I would say, is the probably number one, or even chicken nuggets. But the advantage of being in schools is that we do have to answer to the USDA. The USDA made health regulations a lot stricter as of 5 years ago. So even that pizza that the kids are eating, it's whole grain crust, it's low fat cheese, it's low sodium sauce. So yes, it's pizza, but it's pizza that they'll eat, and it is a more nutritious choice than they might find at a commercial store.
So what kinds of things are you working on to meet your goals as the wellness coordinator?
Well, you know, like I said, it's that multifaceted, you know, intervention. So, you know, as of recently, we just did a taste test at Coyote Springs. They are one of our schools that have a habitat that they grow some produce. So they're certified from the state that we're able to use the produce that they grow in the school. So we did this taste test with some of the zucchini that they had grown, serving it to the kids two different ways, one raw and then the other roasted, and to see what the kids would actually prefer. Mm-hmm. And it was actually amazing to see. I thought they were going to choose roasted, because I guess maybe that's my personal favorite. But it was pretty evenly split between raw, roasted, and then no thank you.
No kidding. You know, I've told this story before, that when I was in Chicago the last time, I took a tour of the Lincoln Park Zoo, and they have a working farm in the zoo. Mm-hmm. And there was a school group there that day, and I was listening to some of the questions the kids asked. It amazed me. Now, this was an urban school, and they don't get a lot of exposure to things outside the city. But these kids were asking questions that made me wonder, do they have any idea where their food comes from? You ever face that?
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually one of the big objectives of this grant, is to really tie those themes together. That, yes, like, food comes from, you know, plants, seeds are in the ground. We cultivate those seeds into, you know, the produce that ultimately ends up in on our tables, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why I, you know, am just pleased to be working with Coyote Springs, because they're already setting that example of having the habitat at their school. So yeah, like when the kids were taste testing the zucchini, I'm like, hey, you grew this in your habitat. This is your zucchini. And you just see the look of wonderment on their faces, because, you know, it connected. all sure. those things started to connect in their brains. So, it, you know, that is a big focus of not only my grant particularly, but really the momentum of school nutrition. That is kind of the direction it's heading, is to have that.
When I was in the seventh grade, I worked in my grade school's cafeteria. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you 90% of our food was canned. I can still see the Allen Foods labels in my memory. So how much of today's food that's being served to kids is actually fresh?
I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. You know, even in the you talk about when you were in school, even when I was in school, now at Humboldt Unified School District, we offer a garden bar every day. So, yes, there is maybe some canned,
sure.
produce on there, but a majority of it is fresh or frozen produce that we're offering. And it's beautiful. The colors, just the textures, the different preparations they do with this garden bar. It's not like anything that I experienced as a kid. And it's, as a parent, I am a parent, and now knowing that my kiddos can go to school and have that to choose from at lunch, like I don't even worry about their nutrition at school.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about when you see a new fast food place opening up?
You know, that is kind of interesting because, one, you know, I'm like, well, maybe we have enough. But at the same time, it's, people are going to eat fast food.
Sure.
It's convenient. It's usually reasonably priced, But then again, it's about that re-education piece. That sometimes it's just a sometimes food. It's not an all-the-time food.
And that's the key right there, because when I was growing up, people were eating fast food every day.
Yeah. And that's obviously not going to be your best choice.
Sure.
And then, sometimes, you're kind of, you have no choice, because maybe you're out on the road or whatnot, but there's always healthier choices that you
sure.
can be making at fast food restaurants. You can choose a salad. A lot of them have fruit that you can select from, or even just grilled chicken sandwiches, so mm-hmm. there are some adaptations that you can make to that fast food. So is it going to be your best choice all the time? No, absolutely not. But sometimes, sure, it's an acceptable alternative. Just make smart decisions when you're there.
Years ago, I was on the Weight Watchers program, mm-hmm. and it worked absolutely fabulously.
Sure.
And what it did was re-engineer the way you look at things, because it's a long-term program. It's not a fad diet.
Yep.
And it made me realize there are healthy and very, very tasty ways to prepare things. So do you see kids carrying this on into their adulthood?
And that's really the hope, and that's why I love school nutrition, is I feel like it's so foundational. I'm not their parent, I'm not their teacher, but I'm going to come and I'm going to do nutrition education with them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully by this outside source telling them, like, look at the variety that you get to choose from. Look at the health benefits of these, that we're setting that healthy foundation that, when they get into the adulthood, that their life choices are mimicking, are those healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
Even with programs like Weight Watchers, as a dietitian, I highly recommend it. I do. If you can't afford to see a dietitian on a regular basis, it is a great, great program to teach you portion control.
Oh, yeah.
And, you can have this much lettuce for no points versus, a tub of Häagen-Dazs for 23 or, mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be.
Sure.
So, yes, I think that's a very real life applicable program.
Unless we trash fast food, isn't it great to see the big fast food chains now using chicken that's hormone free, now using GMO free produce, things like this, and offering healthy options?
I think that is a positive reflection of our culture a little bit. Yes, like there is a lot of the negative, and that's what I'm here to fight.
Money talks.
But yes, so consumers are looking for labels like those right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, manufacturers know this, chains and fast food restaurants kind of know this. So they're going to gear toward their consumer. That's to our benefit, that they're making these choices.
I bet this career has made you a much better shopper and home cook, hasn't it?
It is. And it's kind of fun, too, as being a mom, as my children have gotten to be my in-house science experiments, with this. And
sure.
I'm proud to say my kids eat fruits and vegetables. I don't have any picky eaters in my home, and it's just a true joy for me.
Mm-hmm. So one last question. What kinds of questions or directives do you have for your vendors who provide the food for the HUSD?
Sure. The great news is that, the USDA tightened their nutrition regulations 3 years ago. In 2015, they came out with whole new regulations, really forced schools to make a lot of changes. But as a result, it made manufacturers start to have to answer to those regulation changes. Schools have a huge buying power.
Mm-hmm.
So manufacturers realize that. And so with that came the reformulation of a lot of at least the products that are used in schools. So again, yes, they might, it might be pizza, but then it's been reformulated. You know, a good example of that is Domino's. You know, you can buy Domino's as a commercial, you know, just a normal on the street Joe. But as a school, if you were to purchase your pizza from Domino's, as them being one of your vendors, they've had to reformulate their entire pizza to fit our regulations.
Now, when I was a kid, we heard the term institutional foods, mm-hmm. which tended to be low salt, low fat, low sugar, kind of bland, mm-hmm. because they had to be, you know, palatable to a lot of different people. How many different demands do you get from students for, say, gluten-free, sugar-free, low-fat, things like this?
Sure. You know, and that's, you know, if you look at schools, like we're essentially just a big restaurant. You know, yeah. that we are trying to cater to our customers. So, yes, we absolutely get the demands of gluten-free or, you know, carbohydrates, you know, because we do have diabetic students that they need to know how many carbohydrates are in our food for their safety. Mm-hmm. You know, so we do cater to that. And then even with the taste of food, you know, we really focus on, yes, we can't add fat and salt. You know, sure, those things taste good, but at the same time, are they our best choices? No. So we really work with our food. Are we adding seasonings and herbs? You know, just different ways to dress up our food to make it a healthy and appealing choice. Mm-hmm.
I had a doctor on the air a few months ago. We were talking about weight loss, and we agreed that, you know, an awful lot of people want to lose weight because they'll look better, right?
Sure.
My daughter's getting married in 6 months. I want to look good in my wedding dress, right? We've all heard that.
Yeah.
But the doctor said, you know what? If we could create some kind of a magical chamber where someone could step into it, and I turn a switch, and that's how they're going to feel when they lose that weight, people would never eat a donut again.
Oh, it's amazing. I'm reading through a book called Spark right now, and it talks to that point almost specifically. Not necessarily like maybe the weight loss side, but the physical activity that kind of comes with it. And it's just about the benefits of physical activity on our brains. You know, so not necessarily, yeah, the looking good, feeling, you know, more fit.
It's all fine, but.
And it is. But at the same time, like, just the benefits for your brain alone. You know, so honestly, even personally, whenever I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling a little lazy and I don't want to get out of bed. I remember that I'm going to perform better at my job if I get up and I go for a run.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and if I could just get everybody to buy into that, the world would be a better place.
And get everybody to put their smartphones down and and get some exercise, right?
You know, we are a culture that is definitely tuned into our technology, for
yep.
sure. You
yeah,
know, and
sure.
there has been, I think, a detriment to that.
Yeah, you know. You bet. How can people contact you at HUSD?
Sure. My email address, which probably the best way to contact me, is Rebecca.Kraxberger@HumboldtUnified.com. And let me spell that for you because my mm-hmm. last name is kind of a doozy. But it's Rebecca.Kraxberger, KraxBerger@HumboldtUnified.com.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay
welcome.
Tuned because we got the folks coming in from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The Prescott Center for the Arts opens its 49th season with the thoroughly entertaining musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. A fly-by-night gambler attempts to woo a Salvation Army missioner for a $1,000 bet, and a beleaguered showgirl tries to hook her fiancé of 14 years. Come place your bets at the oldest, established, permanent floating crap game in New York. Guys and Dolls runs from September 13th through September 30th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:46. We have some friends in from West Yavapai Guidance Clinic. Maria Mata, why don't you introduce who you brought along today?
I brought with me Mandy Otwell and Jared Romig.
And tell us their roles in West Yavapai Guidance Clinic and your role in the adult probation program.
I'm the Drug and DUI Court Coordinator for Adult Drug Court, and Mandy is a former Drug and DUI Court participant, graduate, and also a member of our committee. And Jared is a recent graduate of the Drug and DUI Court program.
These are two of your success stories, aren't they?
Yes.
And what are some? I'll start with Mandy. What are some of the challenges you've had to overcome?
From the beginning, I overcame homelessness. Obviously, I can't necessarily say I overcame addiction because I'll always be an addict, but I'm dealing with it, and that is a huge improvement. I overcame personal financial struggles. There's so many to list. It's just too numerous.
When you say you will always be an addict, how difficult is that to admit to yourself and to realize that by admitting that, you know your challenge ahead?
I don't really find it difficult to admit. No. It was more difficult... it was harder to deny it than it was to admit it. Once you make that, taking that step of admitting that this is the issue that I have, you're able to build from there.
Mm-hmm. Jared, tell us about your recovery process.
Well, a couple years ago, I had lost everything through my battle with addiction. And, you know, my story isn't different from so many other people who also experience this disease. And, I lost my job. I lost my home, my car. I lost relationships that mattered deeply to me. But the beautiful thing about recovery is the fact that you can reclaim all of that. I have been able to reestablish those relationships. I've been able to form new relationships, reestablish employment, got myself back into school. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing.
You mentioned relationships. How important is forgiveness, mutual forgiveness, in restoring those relationships?
I put my family through a lot. And it's something that I didn't realize to the extent until I was in the recovery process. But the forgiveness that they have shown me has been amazing. It's been probably the biggest... part of my recovery is being able to reestablish those relationships. But forgiveness has been a huge factor to it.
Do you forgive yourself, too?
Absolutely, I do. Yeah, I think that's been the biggest thing for me as well, is just being able to reclaim myself. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing thing, and I'm proud of my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. And you should be. Yeah. Maria, how often do you hear from the people in your program, "I can't believe this is me going through this"?
We actually hear it quite often, especially in the Drug and DUI Court program, because we're so structured and there's so many requirements from our program.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get comments from people on the outside who say, "Well, we should just lock them up, doggone it"? They just don't realize what addiction is, do they?
No, they don't. And we do hear that quite often. And we do actually community graduations for Drug and DUI Court. And when people see that, you know, we have employers come or family members. And then I go, wow, these people are really working hard. They really are doing what they need to be doing. And it gets them a whole different outlook.
Mm-hmm. And Mandy, when you work with somebody who is in addiction right now, what kinds of things do you share with them? How important is it for them to know you've walked in their shoes?
I usually share my testimony, which is my story, my backstory, how I got to where I was at the worst point in my life, and the people that came into my life that made the difference that enabled me to believe in myself and to take those steps forward. I give them the worst of the worst. I give them some of the really, really dirty stuff in the mm-hmm. past and let them know that they're not alone. They're not alone, and there's other people out here that are suffering. And it took me 20 years to get help. It was actually Maria Mata that invited me here to Prescott. mm-hmm. And it took 20 years to get that phone call. It mm-hmm. took 20 years and a drive down I-17. It was amazing.
And, Jared, tell us what was the turning point that made you seek help, or were you ordered to seek help?
It was a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. That can happen.
I definitely was ordered, thank goodness. But for me, you know, I was actually sitting in jail. And
that'll get your attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you know, it wasn't the life that I had built for myself. And in a matter of just a couple of years, it's a slippery slope, and it's a quick slope down. Mm-hmm. And as I was sitting in jail, I realized, you know what, this is not the life that I was intended to have. Mm-hmm. And something just clicked. You know, I had the thing with especially the probation department; they give you several chances to get things back in order, and I was given several chances, and I didn't take advantage of those opportunities. And so as I was sitting in jail, I realized, you know what, something's got to change. And as soon as I was released, I sat down with Maria, and she allowed me to go into the drug court program, and it absolutely saved my life.
And Maria, how many different kinds of addictions does West Yavapai treat?
They treat a variety of addictions, mental health, substance abuse, and any kind of addiction, really, relationships. They do a lot of relationships and boundaries, you know, kind of forgiving yourself, knowing how to have a healthy relationship, because many people who've been in recovery don't know mm-hmm. about having healthy relationships.
I'm seeing more and more people with gambling addictions, too. Do you guys treat that?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not directly work with West Yavapai Guidance Clinic as far as that goes, but I believe they do help in some way. Mandy might know as a client
of theirs. Well, I don't know that they treat gambling, but we have other recovery homes here that specifically gear themselves, like Compass, and other houses that gear themselves towards gambling.
The reason I ask that is because about a month ago, the state of Arizona was freed up, as was every other state, by the U.S. Supreme Court to go ahead and authorize sports gambling through online services. And the first thing went through my head was, well, a lot of the gambling addiction places are about to get real, real busy. So on that note, Maria, tell us how easy it is for an everyday working person to slip into addiction.
It's very easy. You know, I often hear stories of I started using methamphetamine to be able to work several hours at a job to meet the demand, to be able to do those kinds of things. And that's a pretty common story of how a lot of addiction started with many of these people.
Do you find people taking downers to get to sleep and uppers to get back up and go to work?
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this, Mandy, where do you find these things? If you're into drugs, where do you find the drugs?
Oh, yes, methamphetamine, heroin. I mean, we're in the middle of a huge epidemic. It's everywhere. You go to Circle K, you go to Safeway. I mean, I'll find myself at Chipotle, and I'll look over and see a car, and I can absolutely tell that they're all using in the vehicle.
Really?
It's very obvious. Unfortunately, you see, it's everywhere. There isn't any. I can't give you a location that I've been
sure.
and I haven't seen it.
No kidding.
So, yeah.
Jared, how about you? How easy or how difficult was it to find things that you needed?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah, it's scary how easy it is, and that's the problem, especially with the rise with opiate use. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge epidemic right now, and it's sad. We're losing too many people due to this, and something has to be done about it.
And I assume social media only makes it worse? Much easier to find everything?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, social media, just walking down the street, It's everywhere.
Isn't it something? It's amazing. Maria, how can people learn more about the adult probation program at West Yavapai?
Well, with adult probation, we have flyers that explain how drug and DUI court work, stopping by the department. You can get any information on the services that we offer. Also, we're going to, you know, one of the reasons why we wanted to come here today was to let you know about Recovery Day, which is going to be this Saturday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Old Washington Traditional School. So we're going to have people from all different parts of the recovery community there that can provide help, support, information about programs we have in our area.
And I would imagine a lot of people who think they're on the brink of needing recovery, that would be a real boon for them, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, because there's going to be a representative from anywhere from housing to treatment, anything that they could possibly need.
I think the most important thing for them to know is there is help available, right?
Absolutely.
How is this paid for?
We normally just get it through donations. We've had West Yavapai Guidance Clinic donate some money, the Prescott House, other partners in our community that just want to help our cause and believe in what we're doing.
And that is Maria Mata, Mandy Otwell, right? Mandy Otwell and Jared Rumig?
Yes.
Jared Rumig. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Very, very important program there. Tell us one more time when and where Recovery Day is.
That's this Saturday, September 15th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Old Washington Traditional School. We
Which
hope
is
to
now
see you there.
The PUSD headquarters, I understand.
Absolutely,
on
yes.
On Gurley Street. Very good. Gurley and Prescott. Or Gurley and Pleasant Street, right. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your efforts. I want to remind you folks, we mentioned the Tuesday night movie classics at the Harkins. The Wednesday night classic series continues at the Prescott Elks Theater. This Wednesday, Footloose, showing at 7 p.m. Hey, make sure you join me and stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Join me back here tomorrow with Karen Russell about preventing falls. Prescott Valley's Director of Economic Development, Ben Hooper, and ERAU guest speaker, Keith Warren Lloyd. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.